What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's already in progress because the guys on the other side are not in good moods today. Just giving you a forewarning. Man, they're whining over there. I was like, is anybody happy to be here? And everybody said, no, we're happy, but we're complaining while we're happy to be here today. We'll get to those complaints coming up. This program, Stat of the Day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dial us up, email, tweet, all the above, play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. We'll hear from the commissioner of the NFL. That'll be coming up. We'll talk about sportsmanship. Little League World Series yesterday was on display. And, the LIV Tour, the golfers denied playing in the FedEx Championship, but looks like they're going to lose a player, Cam Smith, who won the British Open, going to the LIV Tour. We'll talk about that as well. Now let's get to what everybody was complaining about earlier this morning. Paulie, I'll start with you.
Oh, that's fun. This is a weird complaint. I went watching a lot of Little League World Series in the afternoons with my kids. And my daughter goes, is baseball always on in the afternoon? I'm like, no, this is Little League World Series. They're enjoying it. I was thinking this, because baseball is always trying to get younger viewers. What if baseball did a nationally televised late afternoon game 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not Fridays.
Like an after-school special, like they used to have a movie when we were growing up.
The MLB after-school special. Okay. So it's a nationally televised game. There's a lot of games that happen. Like the Rockies are going to play today at 2:45. But that's going to be broadcast locally in St. Louis.
So you have a nationally televised. How about we start out with one afternoon game a week?
Okay.
So it's the after-school game of the week.
And it's marketed a little bit towards kids. Maybe the broadcast could be a little kid-friendly.
Maybe Nickelodeon kind of embraces this like they did the NFL game.
When my kids get home in April at 3 o'clock, they're doing anything to not do homework. If you had baseball on live, the kids can watch the entire game. They could tune in.
They could watch it from start to finish for a change. Okay. Yeah, all right.
So it's not much of it's a complaint, but maybe with a optimistic look.
Okay. A forward spin.
Yeah, bloop.
Okay. Seton?
So it's just an East Coast 3 o'clock game.
Kind of. I understand that's already an issue, but maybe you start one. Let's say it was going to be Padres Dodgers. You start that one at 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock local, and everyone gets to watch it. And you're not going up against other live sports.
Bloop. All right. Seton?
This stupid Jeter documentary. I try to watch it. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Why?
Because he's just such a robot. He's like, you know, I was just focused every day. I just wanted to be the best teammate I could be. That's I just wanted to work hard and be the best teammate I could be because that's what really motivated me. It's like, dude, loosen up, man.
Good grief.
I'm going to backseat on this. I'm not a Yankees fan as much as I know about Derek Jeter. I've tuned in a lot of this. I thought, documentary, maybe I'll learn something about the subject. I've learned nothing about the subject.
It's like a propaganda piece more than it is a documentary. Like, hey, your reaction to Alex Rodriguez using steroids? Well, I was disappointed. I was disappointed.
I'm Derek Jeter, and I approve this message.
Really? So you were upset? Wow, interesting. You were disappointed in your teammate. Yeah, no kidding, dude.
I think it's to remind Yankee fans of when they used to be good and win championships. But it is. Let's open up the scrapbook here. I mean, it's a total troll job by the mothership to go, I didn't need 7 parts for Derek Jeter. I just didn't.
They're at the meeting like, I don't think 6 is enough, Jim. Yeah. Steve, you're right. Let's go 7.
How do we get a little more out of this? Yeah. Well, I just wanted to be a good teammate. That's what I really focused on was being a good teammate.
It was really rare if Jeter ever said anything.
Still. He still won't say
I know. Anything. That's the thing is, Jeets, you can say something now. It's okay. You know who comes off as more revealing and more interesting is A-Rod. Because A-Rod's like, look, I didn't grow up with a father. I was insecure, you know, and I showed that with Derek. You know, I was envious of him. Like, he gave you something that was real behind, you know, his curtain there. Jeets, it's like, what's the big controversy? Oh, do I go out with Scarlett Johansson or do I go out with, fill in the blank, Jordana Brewster? All right, who else is complaining today? Marv?
I just saw that it was a Run TMC documentary in the works.
Yeah.
Look, I love all three of them, but.
So you've got Tim Hardaway,
yep.
Mitch Richmond,
mm-hmm.
and Chris Mullin.
That's right.
You know, they didn't win anything, but they were entertaining. Run TMC.
I don't need a documentary on every single team in the history of the sport. Okay. Do I need one on the 92 Blazers? Look, I don't think the Warriors, I don't think this Run TMC team got to a conference finals.
Now, the Jailblazers, I'd be interested in that.
Oh, Rasheed, JR?
Yeah. Was he Isaiah Ryder or JR Ryder back then? He was fascinating.
So talented and so fascinating.
They had a lot of talent on that team. Now, that would be a documentary. I don't know if they've ever thought about that, but if they could pull that one off with the Blazers in the early 90s. Yeah, Marv.
Up 15 in the fourth quarter against the Lakers. Deshaun Elliott shot over Rasheed Wallace. Like, look, they came close a couple times.
Yeah, they did.
More interesting than Run TMC.
Yes, Paul.
I enjoyed me some Run TMC, but I can't imagine a documentary. Like, you know, the Oakland A's and Billy Beane got a movie with Brad Pitt, and they didn't win. You know, like, it's not like Hoosiers. They didn't make Hoosiers when they lost in the semifinals. That Moneyball is about a team that didn't win.
Still one of the more amazing movies of all time. When if I tell you what the concept is, and you go, wait, so they get on base a lot? Yeah, it's on base percentage is what it's all about. You know, we're not going to mention they had 3 great pitchers. We're not going to put that in there. It's all about a good-looking GM, and it's all about spending wisely, and we get guys. Scott Hatterberg is going to be the star of this. What? Yeah, it's called Moneyball. Wait. Well, Brad Pitt's... Oh, okay, we'll green light that. Yeah, Seton.
I love that every movie Brad Pitt produces, he has a cameo in it of himself, and he's always the hero. It'll be like, hey, here's this army movie. Who's the soldier that's going to come in at the end of the day and save everybody? Oh, it's Brad Pitt. Is it? Or did he make it? Oh, he produced this movie. Okay. He's done that like 5 times.
Yes, Pauline.
Imagine you're Barry Zito and Mark Mulder and Tim Hudson, and you get your agent calls and says, hey, dudes, guess what? Brad Pitt's making a movie about the 02 A's. You're like, really? That's awesome. Who's going to play me? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're not in the movie.
No, you're not.
You're not in the script in any way.
No.
I was a Cy Young winner.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a Cy Young winner.
Yeah.
I get it.
But the fact that they pulled that off is amazing.
Hot GM Makes Good was the original name of the movie.
And they put Jonah Hill in there, and you're like, okay, even though he was really good. But we got magic. We got box office magic. And you're like, we're going to have a baseball movie. But it's not really about a baseball movie. It's It's about a team that, well, they don't win the championship, and the GM and his relationship with his daughter, and we have guys who we don't spend a lot of money on. And once again, we don't bring up how great our pitching staff is. They did it because of Brad Pitt getting the right players and Scott Hatterberg getting on base. That's why we win. Todd, you complaining about anything today?
I think we got to go back to catchers being allowed to block the plate. There were a couple of plays recently, a few days ago, where the guys were called out and then they turned it over and called them safe because they couldn't get their foot. I think, you know, you're entitled to run over the catcher if he's blocking the plate and you realize you can't get your foot in there. Go back to the Pete Rose, Ray Fosse days.
So you should be able to run over the catcher.
Yes, if he's blocking the plate and you're sliding and you see you can't possibly touch home plate and he's blocking it.
Should you be able to block the plate?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
He should be able to block the plate, and you should be able to lay him out so that you can get to home plate.
Okay. All right. Is anybody happy about anything? Is there anybody in a good mood? Because I came in today, and it was like, I saw Seton. He's like, God, this cheater thing drives me crazy. Paulie's like, why don't we have an afternoon special for baseball?
I think we all feel better now. We got it off our chest.
All right. Let's go. Here we go. Let's start the show. All right. Come on. Little bingo. Let's go. By the way, I'm watching Little League World Series, and I see this boy get hit in the helmet, and he goes to, he's down for a little while. He goes to first
base. Don't even start with this kid.
Hey, that's my job.
Oh, wow. Give me a break.
Oh. So I send – now I see him get – he gets hit in the helmet. The pitcher's crying. He gets to first base. He realizes the pitcher's crying. He walks over to the mound and consoles the pitcher. He hugs him, says, you're doing great. So I sent the video out to the Danettes. Paulie goes, soft.
Just kidding, so I don't get lambasted by America.
Yeah, I was just kidding, too. Yeah. Okay, so America does a joke.
I loved it. I always wondered how many, like if you get to the major league, when does it change?
Sportsmanship?
Sportsmanship. Because it's lost now. But when's it change? Like at what age does it change? Does it become, this is the Little League World Series. And this is a big, this might be the most important sports moment for 90% of these kids. Yes, yeah,
Seton. I don't think it changes. I just think it's something that you are. Either you're a good sport or you're not. I don't think
there's
that.
Less sportsmanship. The older you get, there's less sportsmanship now in sports, all of sports.
Right.
Then, like, is it a big deal if I acknowledge that, hey, I hit you, I'm sorry about that. Or, you know, in baseball, it's just like, hey, sorry about that. Like, all of a sudden, if you acknowledge, then you're weak.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to hug each other, though.
No.
You just be like, hey, my bad. Most of the time, I bet that it's just not even shown on camera if it happens, you know?
It was great. Now, the kid's probably going to win an ESPY because I'm immediately being cynical going, how does ESPN work this in to the ESPYs? And the ESPY for best hug after getting hit by a pitch in the Little League World Series goes to Jimmy Lipper. Yes, Todd.
Did that kid call timeout before he went over to the pitcher? Imagine if they tanned him out because he didn't ask the ump. Wait, can I go over to the pitcher and see if he's okay? You're out.
Hee-ha!
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Hug this. Hug the bench. You're not suggesting the whole thing was set up like the pitcher goes, I'm going to crack you in the noggin.
No.
We're going to go to Los Angeles next year.
No. I don't know. Okay, this is what the ESPYs would do, at least in the 18 years that I was there. This is where they would go, okay, do we reenact the hug with the two boys and the ESPY for best hug during a Little League World Series after being hit by a pitch goes to, and then you have both of them come out, they hug each other, and it's great. Yes, Todd.
But there's nothing in it for the pitcher. The hitter is the big hero. He felt bad for the pitcher. The pitcher has to relive crying and getting hugged. Hey, you're doing great. It's okay. I'm fine.
But he showed emotion, and we love seeing emotion. Like that. The fact that he was crying on the mound was a big deal. He truly felt bad that he hit him in the head. Yes, Marv. It's a guy who cries all the time. I'm like, yes. It's like Nick Faldo crying on Sunday. Yeah. I'm like, yes. Somebody else crying. I need more guys crying. Yes, Mark.
I'm not sure if they bring him out to Los Angeles, but they're a part of this video montage with Foo Fighters' hero in the background underneath.
Oh, that's what we're doing? Okay.
Yeah, like those.
So it's a group. There's going to be a lot of athletes showing sportsmanship.
Like just those moments of the year.
Okay.
Where it's like, you know, when the softball player hit the home run and the two other players are carrying her around the bases.
Yeah.
It's going to be something like that with Foo Fighters' hero underneath.
All right. I'm not familiar with the song, I know the title, but I probably heard the song many times. And Seton, being a Foo Fighter fan.
That's one of their good ones.
Oh, how many good ones do they have?
Five. And being generous.
But then I said to Seton, I said, what are you reading now? He goes, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I love Dave Grohl. I love Dave Grohl. Nirvana's one of my all-time favorite bands. I absolutely love Dave Grohl.
You just don't like Dave Grohl in the Foo Fighters or the Foo Fighters.
I'm surprised at their longevity. Like, they could still sell out, like, 100,000 people or something.
Yeah.
It's like, how?
Okay, are you more surprised at Foo Fighters or Green Day?
Oh, Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Sure.
Stay in your lane.
I know, I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've seen the exhibit.
Green Day. Those songs are catchy as hell. You know, like, those are great pop songs.
Yeah. Is there a pop funk? Pop punk? Pop punk is Green Day. Would that...
Correct.
Would the Ramones be pop punk?
I guess if they came out today, yeah, they were pretty poppy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious about...
I don't know if it hadn't necessarily splintered into micro genres of music.
I know.
You know what I mean?
When did that happen?
Oh my
gosh. There are times when I go, I don't even know what that label is on that kind of music.
Like, you're right.
Like metal, speed metal.
Ooh. New metal.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, well, it's more of a post-emo core. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, Paulie.
That's a good segment, man. We just crushed it. Right. 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Did we get you in a bad mood yet? Or
No. I'm in a good mood.
Feeling good.
No, I'm in a good mood because...
Other people cry.
I saw somebody cry, and I saw some sportsmanship. Yes, Paulie.
I got one more thing to say about this. Now, the entire America completely loved that moment with the Little League World Series.
Wait, are you going to...
No, I'm not going to poo-poo.
Okay.
Not going to poo-poo. I thought
that's
it was kind of cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Off-brand for me.
I was hoping you'd poo-poo just to be a good... Wait, Todd, he's not done yet.
Okay, I know. I'm next in line.
What if, like, the Dodgers pitcher, Tony Gonsolin, hit someone in the helmet and just started bawling on the mound?
Okay.
He's like a 29-year-old man.
Okay.
How would that play out on national TV and radio?
I would love to have had Vin Scully describe it.
Like, he hits Manny Machado in the helmet. Machado's okay. He goes down to first base. And all of a sudden, Gonsolin's like, I can't believe what happened.
You imagine somebody like Max Scherzer?
Yeah.
We did, like, two straight weeks on Freddie Freeman crying.
Ooh.
That wasn't mid-game, was it?
No, it wasn't mid-game.
I didn't watch all the games.
No.
We didn't present him as a hero, though.
We did not.
So, different coverage.
Yes, Todd.
What if the kid started out by doing the right thing, by approaching the pitcher, and then you could hear him, Mike, saying, what are you crying about? Grow up. The people get hit by a pitch all the time. I can't believe you're crying about this. Then it ruins it a little bit. He's probably not going to get an ESPY at that point.
If you were the pitcher and you were crying and Paulie got hit in the helmet, he probably would say to you, "Will you stop, you big boob?
Can't believe you're crying
on
national TV right now.
Will you stop right now? You're embarrassing yourself.
Part of the game."
Yeah, I would have gone over the fake concern like, you are so buttery soft on the mound.
Yeah.
Buttery soft.
Yeah, I'm taking you deep next time. I'm going dead central. All right, let me take a break. We're just getting started. We've got to come up with a poll question. We'll hear from the commissioner. Of course, he won't be on the show, but we'll play some of his comments from the owners' meeting. I like how they approved the sale for the Denver Broncos to the now richest owner in the NFL, the Walton family. I think he's worth $60 billion. I think he's going to be okay with the salary cap. Yeah, what?
I saw something where the next richest owner, I think, is David Tepper at like $16.5 million.
Yeah, he's a punk. All right, let me take a break. Back after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks to people like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good. Never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes like Misotis Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her community. Proudly wore the uniform. She was ambushed, shot in the head in line of duty, and solely because of the uniform that she wore. Survived by three children. And, you know, the great thing is, thanks to the generosity, Tunnel to Towers gave her children a mortgage-free home. So For some families, the foundation brings comfort in knowing that they can stay in the home where they made all their memories with their fallen loved one. And a few other families, the foundation will enable new memories to be cherished forever. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families, and this is how you can do it. You donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number two, letter T.org. Donate $11 a month. T2T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
This program brought to you by Stifel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. As we strive to reach our financial goals, can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stifel financial advisor. Stifel, Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. What's the problem, Seton?
Somebody just tweeted at us, go hug some pine, kid. It's just jokes.
I thought it was a beautiful moment, and leave it to the Danettes to ruin the sportsmanship moment in the Little League World Series.
It was a beautiful moment, yes, but now we're having a funny moment. I'd rather have a funny moment on the air right now than a beautiful moment.
Fair point.
It's better radio if we have a funny moment than a beautiful moment.
Go hug some pine, kid.
Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. Penny's Bang Biscuits, two different sizes of the Bang Biscuits bite-sized treats for the perfect reward for training sessions or anytime you want to thank your pup for good behavior. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. You didn't ask for the ayahuasca t-shirt, but you got it. It's available.
Really?
Yes.
I thought we were joking.
No. We came up with an ayahuasca t-shirt.
Ayahuasca is for lovers.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It's up on the website.
Like Virginia's for lovers, those old 70s t-shirts.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers, we're going to send one to the Packers. Ayahuasca is for lovers because it's helping be a better teammate, a better player, a better lover. And ayahuasca is for lovers. So that's up on the website. Do we have Packers colors? Is that what we're using?
It's just green and gold
or green and yellow.
We like those color combinations.
All right. Fair enough. The Ayahuasca is for Lovers t-shirt is available at danpatrick.com. It's like Seton sent this around, and I went, sure, why not? Thumbs up, Ayahuasca. And the NFL said that Aaron Rodgers didn't do anything wrong. They don't test for it. It's not on the banned substance list. But the commissioner had other things to say yesterday. They had the NFL owners meetings. They wanted to approve of the sale of the Denver Broncos. So you have all the NFL reporters there. Commissioner knows what's going to be asked, and he's going to go out there and give you his opinion on Deshaun Watson. And he had this to say on why the NFL is seeking a year-long suspension.
We've seen the evidence. She was very clear about the evidence. She reinforced the evidence that there was multiple violations here, and they were egregious, and it was predatory behavior. Those are things that we felt, we always felt were really important for us to address.
I said this from the beginning, when they were going to narrow this down to four cases. Why is Deshaun Watson being charged for one case when there's four women, four separate cases? He should be charged four times separately. So four-time offender. This didn't all just happen on one day. This is over the course of a year and a half. And the commissioner finally came out and said, we're going to look at him and we're looking at these as four separate incidents. Yes, of course they are. If Ben Roethlisberger is accused of being, sexual assault with two women, then we should be looking at the same thing with what happened here. Four separate incidents. That's four time offender. Not one time. Four. And that's important, I think, and should have been important for the judge who ruled on this. You can say, well, six games because you gave Zeke Elliott six and you gave Ben Roethlisberger six. Okay. This is four different women. Even though we know there are other women involved in this. And he should get a year-long suspension. But it shouldn't be put on the back of this judge or this former attorney general to do the dirty work for the NFL. But the commissioner came out and said, very forceful, sounded very forceful that this is what he wants. Is anybody going to be surprised if the ruling comes back on the appeal and says, no, we're good, six games? Certainly feels like the commissioner is maybe leading the witness here a little bit. Yeah, Paulie.
Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback reported about a week and a half ago that there was a deal in place or offered to Deshaun Watson's people, 12-game suspension this year, $10 million fine, and it's over. If you're Watson, do you go back and ask if that offer is still on the table?
Yes.
If you're the NFL, do you consider it to end this thing and double the punishment?
No.
Kind of feels like if you're the NFL, you're like, that offer's been rescinded.
Yeah. Hey, smart guy. We moved on. His attorney, Rusty Hardin. Sorry, Rusty, we moved on. It's an indefinite suspension now and $10 million. The commissioner also talked about the Dolphins' tampering decision. And it's basically, let's talk about tampering and not throwing games, tanking games. Here's the commissioner.
The integrity of the game is critically important. I think the findings were very clear on the tampering charges. And, you know, while tanking clearly did not happen here, I think we all have to understand that our words and our actions have implications and can be interpreted. We have to be careful.
All right. Was there tampering? Yes. Was there tanking? Yes. Would the commissioner ever, ever admit that an owner, even jokingly, asked his coach to throw games? No, he would not. Because then Stephen Ross is gone. Now the integrity is damaged. Because now we've opened up the Pandora's box into the world of gambling. Commissioner could never acknowledge this. Ever. Even though this happened. So Brian Flores is a liar, right? Made it up. Oh, he's just joking. Nobody corroborates this. Okay. So you come down hard on the Dolphins for tampering. Okay. By the way, joint practice today, Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. Does hey, Brady Tom. Come out with a Dolphins jersey on? Does Brady come out and have Dolphins jersey and Tamper on the back as his name?
Yeah, they all wore Tamper Bay shirts.
Yes. I love it. But the commissioner is disingenuous, and I know it's a must-lie situation, but, man, you got to hold your owners accountable here. If we're going to do this to the players, you got to do this to the owners. Daniel Snyder or Jerry Jones, you know, they did this in Carolina. They got rid of that owner. And Stephen Ross, you tampered and you said to your coach, hey, how about $100,000 if you lose some games? I'm just joking. While you're saying to everybody, we got to get Joe Burrow. Whatever, you know, happens, we got. They win the last two games of the season, I think, and they lose out on getting the opportunity to draft Joe Burrow. I think there's something here. Yeah, Seton.
I would like every time a team gets in trouble from now on, just be like, no, we were just joking. Like Tom Brady, oh, yeah, I told him to deflate those footballs, but I was just joking. Yeah. I didn't. I was just kidding. Yeah. So there. Then they don't really get in trouble for it. I was just kidding.
All right. I like it. Sure. Hey, it worked for an owner. Yeah, I'm just joking.
Like, he did say it, but he was just kidding.
Just kidding. And you affixed a dollar sign to it. Be like, what would it take for you to lose a couple of games there, Brian? I'm just kidding.
JK.
Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to the ruling and the punishment by the NFL, they do say that Stephen Ross incentivized it a little bit. In the investigation, establishes the following. The Dolphins did not intentionally lose games during the 2019 season. That was part one. In part two, it says, on a number of occasions during the 2019 season, Mr. Ross expressed his belief that the Dolphins' position in the upcoming draft should take priority over the team's win-loss record. That is a lawyer's way of saying that they were tanking. And they wrote it. So they're saying, yes, he did it, but he didn't offer $100,000. Doesn't matter. You're offering to, you know, if you tell your head coach, hey, you do this now, you'll be taken care of at a later date, which is what is happening here. Everyone knows what that means.
Yes.
They wrote it down. So that when the commissioner says they didn't tank, even in the ruling, it says they did.
Yes, but he can't acknowledge it. That's why we're really going to punish you for tampering. Well, that'll take the attention away from, you know, tanking. It's on tampering. But this is crazy. I mean, I know that he can't be honest. Really, that's what it comes down to. The commissioner gets paid $60 million for moments like this, where he takes the heat, where we go, let me throw the BS flag here. And I would throw the BS flag here. Because you admitted that they were trying to... How do you improve your draft position? I'm guessing if you don't win your last couple of games, that'll help. How many times do you go, we won, we're going to improve our draft position? And all you have to do is do what Mark Cuban did. Just don't say this. Let's get some, you know, let's let the younger guys go out there and play. You know, we're not trying to lose. They're not trying to lose. But this is managerial tanking. You know, let's see if these guys are going to be on the team long term. Let's evaluate our options for the future.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Good phrase.
Yes. Hey, we didn't try to lose those games. We needed to find out what we have here. Okay. But, man. Also, we're waiting for the Deshaun Watson ruling. I don't know. I thought it might happen yesterday. But, you know, the former attorney general doesn't need any more information. There's nothing else that he can ask for. That's it. He's got everything. I don't know how long it takes unless he's writing up a brief. That's never brief. And we'll get that decision here sometime soon. But you wonder, what if Deshaun Watson said in the beginning, you know, I'm sorry. I need help. And I need to see some people. I need therapy here. I'm sorry for what happened with these women. I want to make good on that. And I hope the NFL, I hope the football, you know, world understands, or maybe they could help, you know, they could help understand. Maybe they could, understand that treatment is what I need here. I need therapy here. Whatever. You know, at least you've admitted something. You settled all of these cases. He's never shown any contrition. He never apologized. How can you say I never did anything, but you're willing to sit down for six games? I don't know if anybody's asked Deshaun Watson that, but I would. So, Deshaun, you didn't do anything wrong. Well, why would you accept a six-game suspension? But if he had been honest from the beginning, would it be any different? Would the NFL have leniency? I don't know. But I think he's going to get at least a year suspension, and he's going to get fined out of all of this. And the NFL wants to hear contrition. They'd like to hear somebody say, you know, show some remorse. The judge even said this. When she wrote up her, you know, brief, she said he showed no signs of remorse here. But you settled all these things. You're sitting down six games. Deshaun, wake up. Grow up. But are you going to pay the price for this? Although you might say, is it really that big of a price? Getting $230 million guaranteed. You sit down for another year. You get to come back. You're going to be, what, 26 years of age? You're with an organization that's dying for a winner? I just wonder if you gave him a do-over. Or I gave the lawyer, Rusty Harden, the smartest guy in the room, a do-over. Hey, what do you think? How about a different approach here? Yeah, no, I didn't do anything wrong. But I'm going to settle all these cases. Okay. You're going to suspend me for six games, but I didn't do anything wrong. Okay. Good luck with that, but probably a year. Take a break. Play of the day up next. Guys, I get it. You're busy. You let your diet slip. You're not exercising. Maybe you gained a little extra weight. Maybe you're feeling tired at the end of the day. As we get older, it gets tougher to get back into feeling better, get in shape, energized. But that's why I take M-Drive, supplement for driven guys who aren't ready to slow down. Prioritize your health. Get in shape with M-Drive. It's a top seller at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Or you can order it by going to mdrivedan.com. Right now, my listeners can try the best-selling M-Drive Boost and Burn for only $5 at mdrivedan.com. M-Drive Boost and Burn, formulated with clinically tested ingredients that supports healthy testosterone, weight loss, and increases releases your energy, so you feel and look your best. Visit mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks of mDrive, $5. Free shipping, plus they offer 60-day money-back guarantee. Got to get started, and you can do it risk-free. $5 risk-free at mdrivedan.com for more energy, fat-burning, and strength. Get mDrive at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play of the day.
Where live my nine?
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
This is incredible. Ohtani to right field. I think he did. He has passed Ichiro for the second most home runs by a Japanese-born player, 118 of his career. And he now has the team lead with 25. He's the starting pitcher. It's 5-0 Halos.
Sakoi Shohei.
Bally Sports West, that is your play of the day. Shohei Ohtani is 118th career home run. He's second all-time in home runs for a Japanese-born player. Hideki Matsui has the other ones. Three of the five 25 home run seasons by Japanese-born players, Hideki Matsui. Ohtani has two now. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the family that takes turns turning heads, brains, and beauty and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting for you at your local dealership. Yes, Paul?
I have a question. I was watching the Little League World Series yesterday, and a lot of the pitchers are, you know, the biggest player on the team, and they're also hitting like 775. They're the best at both, hitting and pitching. Shohei Ohtani is now becoming the biggest star in all of baseball. That's fair to say. Will a Shohei Ohtani in 10 years have a trickle-down effect where more young players, when they get to high school and college, and then the pros say, I want to do both because it'll get me more attention. It'll get me more money. It'll get me more playing time. And will this catch on? Because Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders never really caught on. Will Shohei Ohtani catch on in 10 years?
They were doing two sports. They weren't playing two positions. That's the hard part, is trying to get your body ready for baseball, your body ready for football, because it's not the same. Plus, seasons overlap, and I would think that you would have some players that might want to try what Ohtani is doing. Because you get to high school, and usually your best player is a pitcher and a shortstop. Then maybe you get to college, and they're like, no, we want you to focus on just being this. If Ohtani gets $60 million a year, you pay him as two players. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you got agents who were going to say to parents, and parents who are going to say to their kid, hey, let's try to do both here. Because normally your best player plays shortstop and pitches. And maybe, you know, if you get a team that will allow you to do this when you get to college. But I don't know, in 10 years from now, will we have players who say, you know what, I was inspired by Shohei Ohtani. Yes, he.
It's like the National League, this could have happened at any point in the National League over the last 100 years or whatever, where pitchers bat, right? So why is it so hard for pitchers to hit?
Well, I guess because they don't get reps in the cage.
But on their, you know, third day since their start, long toss day, they can't throw in some batting cage reps? Like, I don't understand why that it's that one position that they just can't hit. It's just not going to happen. You can't even.
There have been a few, you know, pitchers who have been really good hitters, but they're not making them into dual threats, you know, during a game. Like, hey, we're going to take you out of the game. You get to go to shortstop. We're going to keep your bat in the lineup. It just feels like that's the old school mentality of baseball. Yeah, Paul.
Remember about 6 or 7 years ago, Madison Bumgarner for the Giants, he was winning like 18 games, but he was really raking. He had a season where, for the season, in 78 plate appearances, he hit .258 with 4 home runs and 15 RBI. If you prorate that, he would have finished the season hitting, again, .258, which is what Ohtani's hitting, by the way.
Yeah.
And he would have hit 33 homers. And they discussed, would you ever use Madison Bumgarner? And people are like, no, you can't do that. You can't risk an all-star pitcher. But Bumgarner can hit. And I bet you if he focused on it, he could have been a quality major league hitter.
Well, I'm sure that these guys who played, you know, that are just pitchers were really good hitters when they were growing up. At some point, they were told to probably focus on just this. hey, just be a pitcher. And that means you don't do anything other than long toss and do your sprints, and that's about it. You don't get to get in the cage. But I would think if you have a pitcher who you can keep in the lineup maybe longer that you don't need to pinch hit for, let's say you're down 2-1 in the seventh, and you got your pitcher coming up second batter in the inning, you still want to keep him on the mound, but then you're going to pinch hit for him. But now you have the DH. So now I can have a guy who's not pitching be the DH, and I don't have to have him out in the field where he might get hurt. So it feels like you might get more options because of that. Let's see, a couple of phone calls in here. Brandy in Iowa is back. Hi, Brandy. What do you have?
Hey, DP.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, interesting scenario. I'm wondering if this might develop more depending on the Deshaun Watson decision. So every indication is that he can practice, play preseason, and they intend to. By a weird twist of timing, Cleveland's last preseason game is August 27th. During that same time period, and you can't make this up, the 25th, 26th, and 27th is actually the National Massage Therapist Convention. In all places, they're having it in Cleveland.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Yes, it's absolutely true.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Brandy. Oh. What if part of his punishment was he had to go to the convention and speak and apologize?
Wow. Apologize for what?
Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong, even though it's going to cost him a season, and he's already settled all of these cases.
And he really comes off like a sociopath.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he does. By the way, I mentioned that the Broncos sale was formalized, signed off on yesterday. Darren Revelle just sent out a tweet. Back in 1998, John Elway had John Elway had a chance to get 20% of the Broncos for $36 million. What do you think that investment would be worth now? So 1998, 20% of the Broncos for $36 million. The closing sale price was $4.6 billion.
Stat of the day.
No. That's not the stat of the day. The stat of the day is coming up here momentarily, Marv. John Elway's 20% of the Broncos would have been worth $930 million.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Yes, Paulie.
I read some stories about this, and John Elway sold like some car dealerships and other things, and his net worth is around like $120 million. Is that enough to have this not bother you that much? If you already have let's say you had $120 million in the bank, and you whiffed on an easy $900 million.
But didn't Craig James have an opportunity to be involved with Mark Cuban when Mark Cuban first made his money? And I might be off by a decimal point, but I think Craig James could have made a few hundred million dollars.
SMU money.
No.
Oh, not that much.
No, not that much. He could have made a few hundred million dollars if he had gotten in with Mark Cuban when Mark Cuban was starting his business that made him $1 billion so he could buy the Mavs. Yeah, Paul.
You're correct. D Magazine, Dallas Magazine, has a thing about Craig James passing on an investment that would have netted him close to $600 million.
That one would bother me.
Yeah.
John Elway's still okay today. That one would bother me just a little bit. Just a flesh wound. 1 hour in the books. I think this might that hour might win us the sports Emmy. Or lose it. Two more to go. Let's see what we do for an encore.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.